So, it's very interesting for me to participate to this workshop because, especially in this session, because we could see in the different presentations that people are storing a lot of data, people are creating a lot of data, but we are dealing with the very different models, processing, and we are sometimes talking about the same things, but sometimes not. For example, yesterday we were talking about reconstruction, more about geometric reconstruction with photogrammetry, but today perhaps we are more talking about reconstruction that are virtual reconstruction. So it's also different models and documents and processing. So there is a question that perhaps you already ask yourself, that is this nice picture or this model, because it's a picture from a model, a 3D model, is it a reconstruction or a video game like Assassin's Creed type? In this case, it's a reconstruction model. But sometimes I'm not very sure if it's not the quality or the textures on the, you know, the ability of creating the model that gives you, you know, the answer. It's really all the process of documentation and the study that is behind. So there is, for a few years now, the principle of Seville Charter that gives some definition to what a reconstruction is. At least it helps to question the thing. So what's interesting here, it's a virtual model to visually recover a building or an object, can be both, from available physical evidence. It's usually what we are doing during the surveys. So laser grammetry, photogrammetry, and so on, or just drawing observations, to scientifically reasonable comparative inferences or studies. So basically, when we are doing photogrammetry, we are documenting the object, the physical object. But when we talk about reconstruction, we are also talking about all of that. And that's a very complex argumentation process that can link many different documents, people, actors, and sometimes from in very different time. So with this background, what was the research question that we were aiming? How to manage the data and the metadata, including also the paradata, in order to support the scientific use or reuse of 3D models or other documentation relating to reconstruction. So we used, our method was to go from the CDOC-CIM to see if this ontology was able to help us to model the reconstruction process from this first understanding of what is CRM, because it's not so easy, and if it was possible, then to develop a kind of knowledge provenance model that was really suiting our needs, and then to implement it in a Drupal system in order to test it. So you already heard about CRM. I'm not going to explain what it is. It's just to tell you that in this specific case, we used mainly the CDOC-CRM, the core model, but also the CRM-INF, because the CRM-INF is really is the extension that is that was developed for argumentation modeling. Of course, because we are dealing with digital documentation, we also used CRM-DIG. And because it's always about a monument, a site, and archaeology, we had to use also the CRM-Archeo and CRM-BA that were developed the last years. So you already heard a bit about CIMINF. So what is interesting? Perhaps you think that CIDAC-CIM is something very complex, and I would say it's complicated in a way, but you need also to think that perhaps it's a very good tool to help you to make your data more explicit and to make it to help you sometimes in some modeling. For example, for the argumentation, we have three main classes. The inference making that will be developed in the next slide, the observation that is from CIM science, and the belief adoption. I'm sure that everyone here, or the ones that worked on reconstruction models, at some point, sometimes, you were using, for example, someone told you, yeah, it needs to be like that. It's a belief adoption. You adopt the belief that it is like that. Sometimes you don't have the knowledge or the data or the information or the document that is about that, but you accept that as a belief adoption. So it could be documented at some point, because it's important to be able to see where your documentation is precise. So about inference making, I think you all know this syllogism that all men are mortal, Socrates is a man, so Socrates is mortal. So this is the translation in CRM. That's a bit, at the very first sight, it's a bit complicated, but no, it's not. It's just an actor that makes an inference making that applies an inference logic that is called syllogism, and then they use as premises first I2 belief that with the first proposition set, all men are mortal, and so on and so on. And this proposition set has a value that is true, and then we can carry on. I will not carry on. But if you apply this kind of argumentation patterns that are known in humanistic in humanities, and if you make it if you you document it, it makes your documentation and your models much reliable. So what was about the model? Then we just used all these CIMN classes, and then we define 8 steps in the reconstruction process, that is from the commissioning, the one that you can see here, then documentation research, proposition identification, building function assumption, geometric volume reconstruction, in situ and ex situ element reconstruction, and reconstruction production. This is very generic steps. Sometimes you don't need all of them, but perhaps if you already worked on some reconstruction, you may have followed this pattern without really thinking about all of that. If we take just an example of a pottery find, you have some study about the finds of pottery, and you can add this documentation as the shapes of the pots that we are using in some specific space, that in this case it's a kitchen. So all of that can be documented in this cluster for ex situ elements reconstruction logic. It's a bit long title to explain that, but we don't really mind about the title. It's just you can document it in that part. That means it will help you then to explain the part of the models that if you put some object in your scene, in your 3D model, to explain what was the function of this place, you really need that. So this is the complete model, and of course it's difficult to read from that far. But what was interesting for us was that At the CDOC CRM, we were able to apply it for the documentation of reconstruction. We could also use the CRMDIG, the CRMBA also, and now then we need to put that into action and to implement it to try it. So that was the question with a little experiment that we called Behind the Lines, and that we were using the Drupal system because of the easy replicable solution, and well, you have the characteristics. And what is interesting here is just a schema to explain what were the main thing that we wanted to document. And the main focus was about the documentation, the proposition, and the arguments that were all linked with all the other elements. So for the readability, of course, we don't put all the links. And it's really just a schema to make it understandable. So because of the Drupal module setup, we could we could apply the relationships that are used in CRM, and we could also use different 3D viewer. Well, in this case, it was a 3D hub, but you can imagine other ones. And the result for us was to be able to link the metadata of the project, of different actions, like project, documentation, research, acquisition campaign, argumentation, modeling, and such, but also with the different documentation elements, but also with part of the building, and of course all the models that could be either objects like a stone or even a survey and the monument as it is today. Here is a screenshot to show you that it's not as complicated as you could think, and that the premises can be simply written down, and that you have all the steps of your argumentations and the conclusion. But it could happen that a few years after, someone else find another parallel or another element or another document or object, that your argument is still was okay, but now you have a new information that the conclusion could be false now, and you can just add another element. So you could also track the evolution of your reasoning about your reconstruction. So that was the reference of this presentation. It was a work that was conducted in collaboration for the first model with Nicolas and George, and for the Drupal with George. And it's a kind of synthesis because the two experiments were really related to each other, but it was an ongoing process.